Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, December 20th, 2007, is a look at the lackluster but still dominating win over the Rams, an overview of the Packers' Pro Bowl selections, and of course, preview the upcoming game in Chicago. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Snap to fireball off, blitz, Brett winds up, rainbow deep down the middle, he's got a man out there, and a wide open, Jennings, touchdown, Greg Jennings, 44-yard pass play, there was nobody in the same disco as Greg Jennings.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today we'll talk about the special teams carrying the day in St. Louis, digest the ludicrousness that is the Pro Bowl, and of course, talk about how the Bears still suck.
They do.
So let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
On the good, we have Mr. Corin Robinson providing us with the most ridiculous field position I have ever seen.
We got Greg Jennings.
Who is just unbelievable. Both blocking and catching the ball.
Yes.
The kid is just a stud. And Mason Crosby.
I'm not putting him in the good.
I got to put him in the good.
He can't be in the good.
He scored 78%. The majority of our points. I'll
yeah, thanks to Brett Favre.
Well, I hear you.
And we got the bad. We got Ryan Grant.
I know. It's a really hard play, but you cannot fumble the ball. You can't do it. You cannot put the ball on the ground.
Al Harris got beat by Torrey Holt.
It was a ridiculously well-run route. He always gets beat by Holt in the red zone. It happened last year. It happened this year. It's like, Al, come on.
Yeah, it's Torrey Holt, though.
And I understand, but he's still in the bad. And then Brett Favre, those were two of the most horrific interceptions I've ever seen. And he's thrown some pretty bad interceptions in his life.
He's thrown some bad ones against St. Louis.
He has.
The six in the playoffs.
But those two were really stupid. I mean, especially the one to Jennings at the end of the half. You got to get 3 points there.
And that we got the rookie in the ugly category.
You know, Justin Harrell actually played well. He had a stupid penalty, but he actually played well. But I had to put him in the ugly because the man took a cart because he had an injured finger. All right. You cannot be driven off in a cart if your finger is injured.
He's tired.
Walk to the locker room, son.
He's not used to this
Lombardi
many games.
Would have made him crawl to the locker room.
He's not used to this many games.
Oh, I know. He's breaking down, even though he missed half the season.
You know what? I think it's going to be the Justin Harrell day
it's
this
gonna
weekend.
It's going to have to be.
If he takes out Ryan Pickett, it needs to be.
If Pickett doesn't play, and I got to tell you, I'm with McCarthy. I think McCarthy will be cautious this week. And
oh, yeah.
I don't think
he should play. I think it's a perfect game to let the rookie show what he's got.
Exactly. Let him come to play. But, you know, getting back to the last game quickly, what about those special teams?
Yeah, well, getting back to the last game, we talk about rookies. Our special teams,
you know, littered with rookies. And those kids have come to play.
Well, they've come out this whole year.
It really is a coming out party.
It's the return game that really has just blossomed. You're just hey.
Here we go, Corin Robinson. Coming. I mean, we know he's a good. He made the Pro Bowl as a returner. But this was the game where he was just dominant.
I think you might see Corin Robinson, Tremont Williams, and Will Blackman.
All get run backs for touchdowns.
Get some type punt or kickoff returns for touchdowns by the end of the season.
Yeah, and I think it should all happen in one game.
Nah, I want to spread it out. Oh, unless it's all against Dallas.
That would be sweet. But all I know is you can't
say enough. At Texas Stadium.
You can't say enough about the job that Mike Stock is doing. You know, the coverage is much better since the Dallas debacle. The returns are unbelievable. Everyone's out there just...
It's only taken the Packers 11 years to get a good special teams team.
I mean, since the Desmond Howard glory days,
it's
been on a downswing.
Alan Rossum.
Oh, he was good. I'll say, you're right. He was like a tease. He was a tease.
He was good. He won games for us, but he didn't have the talent around him.
He
won that Tampa Bay game.
It's true.
It was over.
That was a ridiculously great game.
Oh, I love that game.
That was great. That's right. I forgot about that game.
You know,
it's
we used to blitz a lot. Speaking of when Alan Rossum played.
Or even when Fritz Schirmer was running things. The last two games, all of a sudden, especially against St. Louis.
Yeah, no, this
where
last
did that
week,
come from?
There wasn't as much. We were talking about it last week about how there was no blitz.
Where did that come from?
Oakland, there was nothing.
Well,
we were just
Oakland, no, wait. Dallas, they didn't blitz until it was too late.
Right.
And then even then, it was horrible.
But they didn't. But
Oakland, they blitzed, they didn't get home. And then this past week, Barnett had two sacks. A.J. Hawk had a sack. I haven't seen that since the Detroit game last year.
I haven't
year.
Seen that since Ohio State.
And then Aaron Cantlin got a sack. I mean, and then he was sending Bigby off the corner. He was sending Charles Woodson.
Yeah, he was sending the house.
I mean, where did that come from? And now McCarthy wants us to believe.
Yeah, no.
Per his press conference, that he had nothing to do with
For
this.
Once, I actually agree with you. There's a reason the title is head coach.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But, okay, if we're to believe McCarthy, he was just sitting on the sideline. All of a sudden, the Packers just started blitzing. I mean, don't you think he'd be like, Bob, what's going on? The whole point of our defense is four rush, everyone else covers. What's going on?
Well, let's see what Mike has to say about this.
I'm fine with the pass rush. Our pass rush wasn't the best against Dallas, but I was fine with the pass rush last week against Oakland, especially for the type of game that they played. But as far as the pressure, those are game plan decisions. I don't ever walk into Bob's office and say, hey, I want you to be 35% pressure. The only thing that I participate in game planning is volume. And what are you practicing and what are you using? Because in my opinion, I've made those mistakes as a coordinator. I've carried extra plays and concepts, trying to cover every situation. And when you do that, you can be heavy in volume. And just because it's a base blitz or a base pass that you've run so much in training camp, if you don't practice it during the course of the week, you know, the execution level is probably not going to be what you would like. So the only discussions I ever have with Bob is about volume.
I call BS on that. I'm sorry, Mike. You're not just sauntering into Sanders' office going, are you practicing your blitzes? Good job. No. He saw a Dallas game. He knows what's up. And he said, Bob, it's time to start bringing it.
Yeah, you're not called the head coach for nothing.
I mean, it is your job, and you are the one who decides these things.
Let's talk about how McCarthy decides the offense, because,
Holy cow.
It's pretty amazing.
Total, yeah, absolutely amazing. He's
wow.
an amazing play caller.
Let's talk about that first drive. The man uses Corin Robinson, right. Ruvell Martin, Vernon Morency, and Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant finishes it off, but to get there,
to get a touchdown,
he uses the bottom end of his roster. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
We haven't seen Donald Driver. We haven't seen Donald Lee. We haven't seen Greg Jennings. We haven't seen James Jones. And we just scored a touchdown on you.
No, it's true. And you pointed that out. And I think it's a great point. The whole week, you know, Jim Haslett is saying to his guys,
really?
We got to stop Donald Driver. We got to stop Greg Jennings. We got to stop Donald Lee. And McCarthy's saying, great. Go ahead.
Do it.
Because I'll use everybody else.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. It's really impressive.
It really is. To say nothing of the complexity of, I'm going to call plays like a max protect to make you, to force you to right. show Brett what you're playing.
What you're going to do. Exactly.
What are you going to do? Bring six, bring five. He's looking at it. He's
Absolutely.
Got the whole time to sit there and go,
what am I going to do? What should I check out?
I'm going to make the record for most yards on a slant, and everybody else is calling is doing a run.
Run play. I know. It's great. I mean, that's why McCarthy and Favre complement each other so well, I think. I mean, it's a perfect fit, you know? McCarthy gives him more reign than any coach ever has, but at this point in his career, you can't. So,
yeah,
I
it's
think
true.
It's perfect. It's a perfect match.
Well, and nothing's more perfect than Packers in the Pro Bowl.
Hey, welcome back, gentlemen. It's been a while. It's been
Brett,
it's been some sad years there.
Brett's
in, Green
in
Bay.
The Pro Bowl. Come on.
Brett, most top vote getter.
I
yet
bet
again.
I bet that's number one on his resume.
What?
Not.
No. No. Somehow I doubt it.
But
since
Al
the Pro
Harris,
Bowl is a total
Al Harris
joke.
Finally getting his due.
Harris,
I gotta give it up to Al Harris. I think he's one of the most amazing cornerbacks we've ever had to wear a
Absolutely.
Packer uniform.
Absolutely. And he's finally, you know, he's always made noise about not getting in, and now he is the starting
yep.
corner for the NFC.
Yep.
Congratulations. Over finally D'Angelo Hall, who's a total windbag and totally overrated.
Aaron Kampman. Second
year in a row. Well done,
in
Aaron.
In a row. Donald Driver,
as a reserve, not a starter, but goodness gracious, well-deserved.
Oh, yes.
The man is amazing.
No. You want to talk about amazing? I'm going to play you something right now that's amazing. I'm playing it right now.
Motion from the tight end Lee to the wing left side. Favre, one-step drop, quick toss, right side, got Driver, gets the block. 35-30.
tightrope, sideline, 25-20. He's to the 15, out of feet, inside the 5, and rolled down at the 4-yard line. Otagwe, touchdown, saving tackle, Joe Flack, 37-yard pass play.
Otagwe ought to make the touchdown saver because he also missed one upfield, but Greg Jennings, he was a blocking fool that entire play.
And that play is a perfect prime example of why it is just absolute tomfoolery to have things like a Pro Bowl vote. Because, A, football is the ultimate team sport. And
it's
that
true.
Play completely demonstrates it. Because Driver catches that ball at the like for a one-yard gain and then runs on his own for like 5 yards. And then Greg Jennings like clears out like 6 guys.
It's true.
And then he gets down to the 4-yard line.
But Donald Driver had 2 amazing moves.
Oh, absolutely.
That maybe 5 guys in the NFL can make.
Absolutely. If
in,
that.
In the same play. He has a juke move, and then he makes the guy, like, he's just holding on to him like, oh, I thought you were there, but you're not.
Well, then he makes that one ridiculous move where it looks like he's out of bounds.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, no, I'm just going to keep going.
He's done that his whole career, though. That's a classic.
But this is my point. Like, with the Pro Bowl.
Tippy-toe.
He's there, and Greg Jennings isn't. And that's just ridiculous because they're both absolutely some of the best receivers in the NFL. I got to say they're like the absolute, the best top two tandem. I mean,
well,
it would have been
hard because a lot of teams run different offenses
I understand that.
Two really top two guys.
I don't want anybody else other than Driver and Jennings. Driver said as much. I mean, in general, the guys who didn't make it are ridiculous.
Well, we're not using this audio, but I thought it was great that Donald Driver said if Greg Jennings had made reserve, he thought about not going.
So Jennings would go. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But
that's
top
notch.
But Driver
right
did address some of the snubs, as it were, and here's what he had to say.
Charles Woodson, Nick Barnett, Chad Clifton. I mean, you go down Greg Jennings. I mean, it's surprising that, you know, guys that's in, you know, they had okay years, but, you know, I think if you're winning games and you're proving that you're the best, then those are guys that should be in there. And right now, you look at all those guys that didn't make it there, you know, they should be in.
And all the guys he lists are alternates. Charles Woodson, I can't say I'm surprised, but he should be in it.
Yeah,
the biggest surprise to me is Nick Barnett not making it.
He wouldn't have been if he wouldn't have gotten injured.
Who's that?
Charles Woodson.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean,
because the
who
first
knows?
Half of the season, he really had some amazing plays.
He was ridiculous. I mean, and he showed his value by being out and how horribly the defensive played without him.
Yeah.
I mean, but the Nick Barnett was a surprise. I got to say, he's having the year of his life.
He really is.
Know?
I mean,
and
he's
to lose out to Lofa Tatupu and Patrick Willis, the rookie.
Patrick Willis,
who's only making,
that's got to hurt.
Yeah, he's making hundreds of tackles because they suck. I mean, if you're making 100 tackles 10 yards down the field, are you really a Pro Bowler?
Yeah, if that was the Green Bay Packers, there wouldn't be anybody from that team.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely not. I mean, the fact that we've got 4 people going and the Vikings have 7 says all you need to say about what a joke the Pro Bowl is.
It's true.
Give me a break. People, does that upset you?
It kind of upsets me.
As much as it upsets
us? Actually,
it
really upsets me. I love to watch Adrian Peterson, though.
Wow, he is ridiculous.
I'm really going to be...
He's unbelievable.
I can foresee the sadness.
In the future?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that the Vikings have 7 people going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and they are a terrible team that we shut out.
34-0.
Wait.
And they have 7 people going.
Yeah, wait. We have 4, they have 7. How does that work?
It doesn't work. So call us. 646-797-2909. Vent your frustration on the stupidity of the Minnesota Vikings having 7 players going to the Pro Bowl. Or anything else that
anything
you want.
Anything you
that
want.
Matter.
We have a caller from Vermont, believe it or not. Vermont.
Who?
I like Vermont cheese. As much as I like Wisconsin cheese, I like Vermont cheese.
Also, Vermont caller, tell us your name, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
We want to know. This gentleman doesn't leave his name, but he's very complimentary.
Let's listen to what he has to say.
Gentlemen, you guys are totally awesome. A born and raised Packer fan, exiled to the state of Vermont in the white winterland. Look forward to your podcast each and every week. Just adds a whole new dimension and helps me feel in touch with my roots. So keep up the great job. And, you know, what's the Atari Bigby, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type thing. Looking forward to hearing all the great comments you guys have. Thanks again. Bye.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
Really, seriously, thank you so much.
We're
everybody
just a bunch
calls.
Of dorks who like the Packers.
Exactly.
Really,
we really,
a lot. Too
we
much.
Really appreciate when you guys call in. That's fantastic. And he makes a good point. Atari Bigby went from absolutely horrible game to just an amazing game.
He had
two
an
picks.
That interception, he would look like a wide receiver.
He did, diving for the ball. He looked great. But, yeah, he is the little Jekyll and Hyde there, and he needs to be all Hyde.
Well, why don't you give the results of the poll? I want
right.
to hear what
that's true.
All about.
That's true. You at CheeseheadTV.com, you have spoken, readers.
64
and
voters.
64, 30 of you think it should be Aaron Rouse and Nick Collins as the starting safeties for the Green Bay Packers.
Isn't
I
that
say,
what I suggested?
You mean after you changed your vote from the first one? Yeah, no. Aaron Rouse and Atari Bigby came in second, and then keeping the status quo came in a distant third.
Interesting.
But I got to agree with our readers. I think Rouse and Collins would be a sick combination.
I do, too. Although, you've got me thinking now. You were talking about when you play in Madden and you're
the
playing
three,
the Packers.
3-3-5 defense. Love that thing.
3-3-5.
Love it.
But interesting. You could kind of have a four. Oh, you could kind of set that up with three safeties.
Three safeties. If Bob Sanders is out there winging it, according to McCarthy, why not? Heck, let's run two linemen, four safeties, and like three nickelbacks.
There you go.
Why not?
There you go. Well, against New England, that might work.
It might have to. I mean, who knows? But speaking of polls, we have a new poll. Brand new poll. CheeseheadTV.com. Let your voice be heard. Who will the Packers face in their first playoff game?
Who will they face?
Obviously, some of these will be no longer relevant and we'll take them away after this weekend. But will it be the Seattle Seahawks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Minnesota Vikings, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, or with a very distant chance, the New Orleans Saints?
I like our chances.
I like all our chances. The one that scares me is Seattle, I will say.
Seattle.
Even though they looked horrible last weekend, I think it was just a letdown game. Holmgren against Sanders scares me.
Yeah, I think it's the national media that has me a little bit scared of Minnesota, but then I just have to look at the shutout and go.
Look at two games. Look at the shutout and then look at last Sunday's game against the Bears.
Holy cow. Kyle Orton. Wow.
Oh, well, speaking of the Bears, who you're right. We haven't mentioned at all. I can't believe it.
We're 17 minutes, 15 seconds into our podcast, and we haven't mentioned the oldest, most historic rivalry in the National Football League, the dreaded enemy rival, Chicago. They still freaking suck, Bears.
They suck. They really do. I mean,
Any team that has
Kyle Orton starting as their quarterback does not deserve to be playing in the National Football League.
I want to see Ryan Grant hit Lance Briggs in the mouth.
I want Jason Spitz to hand Lance brings his lunch. I mean, I'm done. I mean, last game, we were up 17-7. We just need to finish it.
There's a reason Brian Urlacher is not in the Pro Bowl, and I think in this game we need to show why that is.
I don't think people understand. They see, you know, the last Bear game, McCarthy called all sorts of heck for going conservative in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But as we said after the game, you've got to go conservative when your starting center has no eye.
It's true.
All right, and it's on the sideline, and you got Jason Spitz making his first ever, you know, game at center in the National Football League.
Yeah.
It's not going to get the job done.
Yeah.
So if we can have Wells make it.
No, we handed that game to the Chicago Bears.
Spitz at left guard, Costin at right guard. We're going
to
kill
them. We handed that game to them, and I will eat my words if that is not the case.
We're running all over these kids. I think it's 24-7 by half. I think the game's over by the third quarter. And that's it. The Bears still suck. I'm done with it. Packers just need to finish.
Well, I want to say happy holidays to everybody.
Except Bear fans, because exactly. Y'all suck. But everybody else, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at CheeseheadTV.com.